And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we have a great, wonderful guest for you. Jason Tetreault wrote The Germ Code, but this book that he wrote that is just wonderful is called The Germ Files, The Surprising Way Microbes Can Improve Your Health and Life, and How to Protect Yourself from the Bad Ones. Jason is a microbiologist and was at, I think, the University of Ottawa, and correct me, Jason, if I'm wrong. Then after 25 years of learning about the effect of germs on our lives, in 2007 he ventured out of the lab and into the TV studio for a Q&A news segment on CTV Ottawa as the Germ Guy. He has since broadcast and written for a wide range of media, including the Toronto Star, Scientific American, the Huffington Post, the CBC, and his own blog. In 2011, he was given a wonderful honor. He got a PhD in social media from the Social Media University Global in recognition of his work to improve hand hygiene throughout the social media using the hashtag hand hygiene, which has since been adopted by the World Health Organization. So that's absolutely wonderful, Jason. Thank you for doing all the work you do, and thank you for being here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here.
Now, one of the things that people always ask and that got asked in advance by one of our consistent listeners, Muriel, is how do you choose a probiotic? And I love the way you get into this in the book, talking about longevity and the chance to live a long time. One of the stories that I like, and you're going to have to correct me if I'm wrong, is that as we get older, the number of different bacterial species inside our gut goes down, and that, in fact, is one of the signals that is that heralds were going to get frail and die. So tell us, how do you choose a probiotic? Does it help? Do they stay around? And that's Muriel's question. Can she get more bacterial species and avoid frailty by getting more?
Well, absolutely. Because the key to health, at least from a microbial perspective, is diversity. And you want to have as many good species in there. There are three different types other than the pathogens, and pathogens which cause infections. That's only about 0.1% of all the microbes that are out there. And then the other three are the commensals, or they're bystanders, if you will. They don't really do anything. They just populate the space. You have pathobionts, which are foes, which we come into contact with, and they antagonize us. And they also cause inflammation. And I'm sure that your listeners know that inflammation over long term can lead to numerous chronic illnesses. We know that it's already associated with obesity and diabetes and cardiovascular disease and even depression. So you want to try and avoid those. And then you've got the positive ones, the symbionts, which are our friends. And that's where probiotics fit. What they do is, when they're inside our bodies, they will actually produce chemicals that interact with our bodies to improve our health. Now, it's done so, in a number of different ways, but the most prevalent is by calming down that inflammation and calming down the immune system. And in that light, there are several types of bacterial species that we know can do this and have been proven in clinical trials. And you've probably heard the two most popular names, Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium, because those are the ones that we use as probiotics. Now, when you ingest a probiotic, what's happening is, over the course of about 1 to 2 days, these bacteria are producing these wonderful chemicals for our bodies. But what they're also doing is they're looking out for those foes and trying to get rid of them or kill them. And they're also looking out for those bystanders and saying, hey, look, this is a nice area. Why don't you stick around for a while? And so with continued ingestion of probiotics, what can happen is you can modulate, in other words, sort of balance out your microbial diversity and push it towards a favorable health response instead of a bad one. Now, I talked about the immune system. Well, when we get older, especially past the age of 50 and then again at 70, our immune system is unable to help us to maintain that balance. So you have to do that separately. And that's why probiotics and also fermented foods, which contain bacteria that essentially are probiotics, are excellent to have in your body. And as you get older, you want to be having more of these so that you're making up for what your immune system can no longer do.
Now, our listeners know that I choose 7 different ones because of, I have, if you will, no idea what the correct one is to choose, other than I try and get them in spore form, if you will, so they get activated by stomach acid rather than killed by it. And so I take a different one every day of the week, not knowing the correct one and figuring that I will take a different species every day of the week and hope that they live in harmony together and can keep going. How do you choose? Do you take a probiotic, Jason, one? And two, how do you choose which ones to buy, or do you just eat? In other words, the other thing I do is I try and have sauerkraut and kimchi once or twice a week. And, of course, the ultimate fermented food, wine, I have every night.
Well, wine doesn't count because you don't get actual live bacteria. So while the tannins and the phytochemicals are fantastic for your health, that's only for the 33% of who you are as human. The other 66% don't really get much from it. But in terms of the actual bacterial species, I focus mainly on one. It's called Lactobacillus acidophilus. It's the most studied, really, over time. But it also has what I call the mafia effect. And when it gets inside of you, it actually seeks out those foes, like I said. And it gets really nattery when it sees them because it will start to produce chemicals that will actually kill the foes. Another thing it does is it actually goes to these other strains, and I don't know which 7 you're using, but most likely they are, they're synergistic. They will work together, and they'll say to them, hey, you know, this is a fantastic place. Let's work together to actually produce those chemicals that are going to improve health. Because when that happens, Lactobacillus acidophilus essentially acts like the dawn of a friendly bacterial mafia. And that's my favorite bacterium, and I have it every single day, about 10 billion, because that's what you need, 10 billion per day to be able to have some kind of response or positive response. I take that one alone, but then, as you said, I like to add on other fermented foods. I have the sauerkrauts every day. I have the kefirs every day. I love my yogurts. There's one up here in Canada that has a vanilla flavor that's all natural. Oh, it's to die for. And there's another particular type of yogurt which actually contains Lactobacillus acidophilus, but instead of dairy, it's made from coconut. And it actually tastes like some European ice cream. Absolutely fantastic. So when I start talking about probiotics, it's not just simply a pill. You can take pills. I take pills. But if you can get it naturally, especially in something that tastes amazing, you're just helping yourself along because you're going to do it every single day.
And now, you say you concentrate on Lactobacillus acidophilus.
Yes, that's my best friend.
Right. In the book, you talk about 2, bifidobacteria and Lactobacillus. So when we come back, I'm also going to ask you about one that actually comes from Cleveland that is in spore form called Bacillus, I think it's coagulans, and also talk about do you recommend taking a probiotic or rather getting fermented foods? We'll be right back with Gary. I'm sorry, I almost said Gary Ginsberg, who will talk to us in the next hour, but with Jason Tetreault. The email, by the way, the website is www.jasontetreault.com. It's a great site that has a lot of information on it. The book, The Germ Files. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD with another great segment with Jason Tetreault. Don't go away and stay well. We'll be right back.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're talking with Jason Tetreault. The book is called The Germ Files. Great name for a book because it is what Jason talks about, the surprising ways microbes, that is, the things around us that aren't us, can improve your health and life, and how to protect yourself from the bad ones, that is the things around us, on our skin and in us, the bacteria, fungi, etc. Jason, before we went to break, I talked about the two that are common and that are mentioned. And by the way, this is a great book for anyone. It's just a fun read in addition to being incredibly informative, The Germ Files by Jason Tetreault. And I talked about the two bacteria I know of that come in pill form that are in lactobacillus or bacillus coagulans, but also the one that is produced locally in Cleveland. And touch me up and get me correct on it.
Yeah, so bacillus coagulans was first recognized as a fruit rotter. It was just a bacterium that was causing fruit to spoil. However, a number of years ago, for some odd reason, someone put that into a tissue culture in the lab and found that it was doing the exact same thing as probiotics. And remember, we're talking probiotics are used for fermentation, which is purposefully spoiling food for later on. So they thought, hey, why not? And over years of testing, and I mean, the literature is now becoming much stronger, they've actually been able to show that Bacillus coagulans is a really good probiotic to have. And while there are numerous different places you could, you know, try this, the most important, it seems, happens to be in athletes and people who exercise on a regular basis, because it seems to help, well, it helps you recover a little bit better, but it also seems to make sure that your sugar levels don't go too high and your immune system doesn't go into that crazy inflammation that we all suffer. You know, after you've worked out and you got those aches and pains for the next couple of days, well, this can help to reduce that. So Bacillus coagulans is really growing, and it's funny you say that because I have a protein supplement that actually contains Bacillus coagulans in it in the spore form. So I know that instead of being sore for 3 or 4 days, I'm probably going to be sore for maybe a day or two if I do a really heavy, intense workout. And believe me, I've been needing it.
Well, that's pretty darn good. So I'm glad that at least that Cleveland has a product that is in a lot of products and is very good. If you look at Ganeden, the probiotic from Ganeden, that's what this is.
I know the people at Ganeden, and I've been talking with them off and on for years, along with other probiotic manufacturers, and they are so strict with the science. Everything that they do is science-based, and that's why Bacillus coagulans is rising so quickly, because people are adhering to the science, and they're not making any moves until they can prove it. It's just fantastic to see this story.
Now, you also in this book, I mean, the book is just a fountain. It's just a wonderful, wonderful book. So, and I love some of the titles are obviously really a lot of fun, like Let Them Eat Dirt. But one of the things you talk about is what the type of fat we eat, whether it's saturated fat or trans fat or polyunsaturated fat, saturated fat, influences the bacteria inside us. Tell me more about that.
Right. So there are three kinds of fat that we're used to. There's saturated fat, which is part of our Western diet. There's monounsaturated fat, and then there's polyunsaturated fat. Now, those latter two, but mainly the polyunsaturated fats, and for those of you who aren't familiar with the term, think omega-3 fatty acids. Those are helping the bacteria to survive, who are our friends and our bystanders. The saturated fats, on the other hand, are loved by those foes. And so if you have a diet that is comprised mainly of saturated fats, the so-called, you know, standard American diet, or the SAD diet, if you will, then what happens is you're promoting more and more of these foes to grow inside of you. And as I said earlier, those foes are going to stimulate your body to go into inflammation. And so that's one of the things that we haven't really talked about in the public, is how saturated fats, yes, they might be, you know, helping you to raise your cholesterol and putting you at risk of some diseases. But when you look at the other 66% of who you are, those microbes, they're also contributing significantly. So if you start removing those saturated fats and you start replacing them with polyunsaturated fats like omega-3s, you actually are lowering the chances that the bacteria are going to cause inflammation. And as you talked about in the previous segment, the idea of using omega-3 fatty acids to be able to prevent the form of arachidonic acid, well, it's the same idea except that it's bacteria, and instead of arachidonic acid, you're actually talking about lipopolysaccharide, or LPS, and I talk about that in the book.
And he does it in a way that really is incredibly easy to understand, easier to understand than in a short radio interview. Jason Tetro, TETRO.com is the website. What about, and this is a question that just came in. Oh, actually, we have Jim Graham is on the line asking a question. Jim, can we get to him? Ben? Jim, yes, sorry.
Yes, Jason, thank you for taking my call. I have two quick questions for you. There are some people that advocate gut cleansing to get the bad bacteria out of your system. What do you think of that? And the second quick question is, what do you think? Do you think parents are overprotecting their children with antibacterial soaps and things and keeping them away from germs that could build an immunity in their for the rest of their lives?
Well, I'll hit the gut cleansing one very quickly. You don't really need to be doing gut cleansing. I know people are always talking about that and the toxins. Take your probiotics and take in a Mediterranean diet with lots of those polyunsaturated fats, and you're going to be changing, modulating your gut as opposed to cleansing it out. Because if you don't have bacteria there, you're just in as much trouble as if you have lots of foes. As for what parents are doing, there is still some germophobia out there. I've been fighting it for a long time. But what I can tell you is that if you see something that uses the word antibacterial, that is actually a code word for a chemical called triclosan, which is also known as an environmental toxin. So you want to keep that on the shelf and just go for natural soaps. And also, alcohol hand sanitizers are perfectly safe. 62 to 70% alcohol, and you're good to go.
Thank you very much. That was quite
We've been talking with Jason Tetro, author of The Germ Files, Surprising Ways Microbes Can Improve Your Health and Life and How to Protect Yourself from the Bad Ones. I often say that some of our books are really good. This is outstanding. This is a great book. It's fun to read and incredibly informative. Jason Tetro is the author. Jason, there's another question. Maybe I can get to it quick enough. That is, coconut oil, is it fit with the saturated fats or is it not in this case of bugs growing?
You want virgin coconut oil because that's going to have a number of polyunsaturated fats as well.